What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State coming back at you on the first Sunday of April, April 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for this K-State Podcast, the postcast edition of this other K-State Podcast out here, the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Let's get into it. Game two after game one. The West Virginia Mountaineers, I was not aware, I should have been aware of this. West Virginia comes into the series, this weekend series, currently ranked 24th in the country. Took game one on Friday night against K-State, 8-3. But the long ball, Little Apple City, baby. The Cats drill 5 home runs yesterday into even this weekend series, heading into the series finale here later on here in a few hours. Here is K-State. 5 bombs to blast the Mountaineers. 7-1. Now, I want to call it an upset. Yeah, they can take this game. Then I'll call it an upset. But for right now, this series is even at a game apiece there. Of course, this is their first. Yesterday's win for K-State was the first over a top 25 opponent. You got to go back to last year's Big 12 Championship Tournament, where they beat, of course, number 8 Texas Tech last spring. So a little bit of nugget right there as well. So K-State's been playing well all year, in particular at home as well. I know that loss in the first game of the series was their second alone at Toyn Family Stadium. And they get a little bit of revenge. Hopefully, here in a few hours, they can, especially when it's windy conditions. It's been pretty windy here in Manhattan, Kansas, over the last, half a week now. It is, with even though the temperatures looking pretty good here going into the week. And today, actually, supposed to reach, I believe I double-checked, it should be 70, if not mistaken. But again, that was the last time I checked. I checked it last night. But K-State, though, needed to win again, and they did. So now, it'll be nice to see them take another Big 12 series to do it. They'll have to do it here this afternoon at Toyn Family Stadium there. Germán Virgado pitched a terrific game against the Mountaineers yesterday there. His first victory. Hard to believe, Virgado's first victory of the season. He's been on the mound several times this year where K-State's had opportunities to win, just couldn't close it. Virgado took management in his own hands and did a terrific job. Struck out 6 batters, allowing 1 run, 3 hits in his outing there. Virgado, the first Wildcat to throw 7 innings all year long for a K-State starter to this point of the season. And, of course, Tyson Neighbors and Mason Buzz closed it out with a shutout inning of their own there to seal West Virginia's fate in Game 2 of the series there as well. Roberto Pena. Actually, we're going to go for first. We're going to go inside the box score here real quick. K-State, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. For the Wildcats, this is the second time this season they went long ball, 5 home runs in a game there, and 8 different K-State players in the lineup had a hit in this game. Roberto Pena, back to him. He went 2-for-2 with a bomb, 2 walks. Rafael Patella also, he drove in 2 runs as well in the game as well. Overall pitcher, actually, let's take even a deeper look here at the box score here real quick for Kansas State. But first off, West Virginia, right? 24th team in the country. 1 run. You hold them to 1 run after they score 8 in game 1. Hold them to 1 run, 4 hits, and they committed an error in this game as well here. K-State offensively, Brandon Jones, he went yard in game 1. 1-for-5 in game 2. Nick Goodwin, 1-for-4. In this one, Brady Day also 1-for-4 as well. Caleb Culpepper returned to the lineup in game 1. He was back in game 2, hitless in 4 at-bats there. Germán Virgado, 1-1 on a 2023 campaign. Blaine Traxel, getting a loss there for West Virginia. He drops to 5-2 after pitching 7 innings himself, surrendered 8 hits, 5 runs, all of them unearned, a walk, and 2 strikeouts there as well for the West Virginia starter. The Mountaineers lead the all-time series on a diamond, 17-13, but K-State's getting up there. 4-6 in the last 10 meetings for West Virginia there. Cats lead the all-time series in Manhattan by a run, just a slight edge, 9-8 there. They can improve that to 10-8 and get the series victory as they go for the series victory in a few hours here at Toynton Family Stadium. This is going to go up immediately, and then I am off to church. So, and then stay tuned also. We're going to have another daily, primetime daily come out later on this evening. It returns to basketball and one Marquise Noel. And a lot of that coming on later on tonight on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast daily edition as well. So in a few hours, game 3, the finale of this series, the Big 12 series, West Virginia will go down. K-State will look to win another Big 12 series. Remember last time they swept Oklahoma. They won't do that here, but they'll have a chance to win another Big 12 series. That's going to go a long way to do that. The Cats, led by Pete Hughes, the manager, and of course, we'll end it with him. He said, quote, "It was a good, great day for our program. We get back in the series." He's on continuing. You want to play to win a series Sunday, which is today, obviously, and we put ourselves in a situation to do that. It begins with a good starting pitcher, and Herman was phenomenal today. End quote. That he was. So the Wildcats, 19-10 overall, 5-3 in the Big 12. Look for the series win this afternoon against West Virginia right here in Twin Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. We'll see what happens on a diamond later on this afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, once again, the PBBD edition. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, and a few more other places out there. Wherever you get your favorite podcast. If it's your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, welcome on board to the pod. Hope you like what you're hearing. If you do, for a second thing, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast. Plenty of content on your way going into a new week beginning today. Obviously, we'll have the postcast of the finale some point tomorrow or Thursday. But we have back-to-back dailies this week. Not back-to-back dailies. We always have dailies. We have dailies every day, at least 5-plus days a week. I'm talking about weeklies. Weeklies, we had only one last week, which was me solo. You're going to get 2 this week. You're going to get another one from me solo. And then me and Alex will record tomorrow night for the second weekly of the week as well. So definitely, this is the place right here. You get K-State content, all K-State sports right here on this podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this postcast edition. K-State evens the weekend series with West Virginia, who's ranked 24th in the country at the moment. But a count of 7-1. We'll see in game 3 what happens then. Until then, Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast continues.